Welcome to our first Shepherd Staff Mission Facilitators podcast. I'm Ed Compion, and I'm glad to serve in church relations and communications here at Shepherd Staff. Just some quick background. I'm a missionary, actually just back from the field about 2 months ago, about 10 years in Kenya, a few years before that in Mexico, and I'm just happy to be here serving you and serving our missionaries and our home churches that are supporting those missionaries. I'm here with Pastor Jeff Jackson, the founder of Shepherd Staff, and he's the director of church relations and missionary care here in the ministry. And Jeff, we introduce yourself a little bit for us.
Well, thanks, Ed. And I'm really blessed to be part of this first official Shepherd Staff podcast. Who'd have thought that we'd be having this discussion today in a podcast type form? Anyway, a bit on my background is my wife and I and our three children were a part of a healthy, dynamic local church here in Southern California. God put on our hearts to serve him cross-culturally, and through a number of circumstances, the Lord sent my wife and I and our three children to the mission field in 1987 to do a church plant. And we were sent directly out of our home church, and while I was over there and interacting with missionaries from other organizations, Lord, the seeds for Shepherd Staff were planted.
Well, you know, we are Shepherd Staff Mission Facilitators, and facilitators is a unique word among missionary organizations. When you do a quick Google search, Shepherd Staff is the only mission organization that comes up. Here in this podcast, we're going to focus on that facilitation kind of concept, and we're going to start with the kind of the why we do what we do, and in that, we will focus on that facilitator.
Yes, and I think that's the key issue. Why do we exist? Why do we do what we do? Well, as simply as possible, because the true and the living God, the God who's revealed himself in the Bible, got his written word, he's revealed that he is the missionary God, and that he has a heart to have relationship with all of the people that he's created and all of their ethnic and linguistic diversity. The reason Shepherd Staff exists is because this true God, the missionary God, he's created local churches to be the primary vehicle through which he wants to reach all the people on this planet that he loves. And so he is, in a sense, a local church-centric God that's given the local church this privilege of being the tool in his hands to show his love for all people. And so Shepherd Staff exists because the church has been given this incredible privilege, and we as a ministry want to help the church to be and to do that which God has given it to do.
Now, our missionary God, seeking his glory among the nations like you're speaking about, through the vehicle of his church, that sounds like some of our, you know, core value statements that we've published and we have on our website and such. And so I'm going to ask you to go through our core values and kind of explain how that works.
Well, Ed, the simplest way to view our core values is that they're, in a sense, the fleshing out of our ultimate vision, and that is to glorify God by facilitating and serving local churches as they send their own to the field. So with that in mind, our first core value, the thing that sort of sets the tone for everything else, is that we're all about the glory of God. Our ultimate desire and passion is to bring God the glory that he deserves. He is the missionary God, and we want to do all that we do in a way that unpacks or reveals or makes known his awesomeness, and especially his love for all people, which then leads into our second core value, and that is an atmosphere of grace. For us to have any relationship at all with God, it's a testimony to his gracefulness. And we interact and continue to live day to day in the atmosphere of grace, unmerited favor that God bestows upon people. So in this core value, atmosphere of grace, all of our communication, our service, our relationships, our passion is to extend the same grace, the same atmosphere of grace that our God consistently extends to us. And then there is the local church priority, which I already hinted at, that we believe that God is glorified by reaching the nations through the local churches that he's bestowed grace upon and that he's called together. So our local church priority means that we will always esteem and reinforce the authority, integrity, and role of the local church as the primary vehicle through which the missionary God chooses to make disciples of all nations.
So you began with the glory of God, moved on to an atmosphere of grace, and then spoke of a local church priority. What comes next in the statement?
Well, it's interesting because the next one flows logically from the idea of local churches. Local churches are made up of individuals who know and love the Lord, have deep relationship with Him and with one another, especially within the context of their local church. And God calls some of those church members to go and to make Him known to the whole world. So our fourth core value is now missionary-centered in the sense that we love and we respect missionaries. We love them, we value missionaries, and in everything that we do, we want to demonstrate the love of God in every conceivable way to these special people. And the thing that keeps us on track with that is the idea that we believe that because God's created the local church to be His primary vehicle to reach the nations, that we don't want to do anything that the local church can and should be doing to send their own and care for their own. We just want to, again, going back to that term, facilitate. We want to help them to do that, assist them to do that.
And then comes?
And then comes innovation for vision fulfillment. Our God is incredibly creative. As Hebrews 1:1 talks about, He's spoken in times past, in various times and various ways over the years. And so our God is very innovative. So at Shepherd Staff, we want to be as innovative as our God is to fulfill the vision that God's given us. So innovation for vision fulfillment, we want to provoke and stimulate innovation and flexibility so that God's glory among the nations can be manifest in all the diverse ways that he wants to. And in order to do that, it leads us to our next core value that we want to partner with the larger body of Christ. We know that God's end game in Revelation 5 and 7 is this incredible worship service by people from all of the ethnically and linguistically diverse people that He's created. And so if we know God's end game is this group of people unified, worshiping Him, in a sense partnering together to bring Him the glory that He's deserved, Shepherd Staff wants to partner with the larger body of Christ. We want to cultivate and come alongside and partner with other ministries who have the same end game in mind that we do, and that's clearly revealed in the scripture. And finally, our last one, our last core value, Ed, is stewardship before God and men. Now, the reality of it is that we live, God's permitted governments to exist, and His people are to live under the confines of the different governments found here on the planet. So our last core value is the idea of stewardship before God and men. We joyfully, and sometimes, you know, actually painfully, comply with the stewardship standards contained in God's word and the financial rules and regulations that our government has established for ministries like ours. In other words, you know, Jesus taught very clearly to render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to render to God what is His, and we need to walk that balance as a ministry. So we want to be good stewards with what God's given to us relationally and with people. And we live under a government. We want to be good stewards and do the things which God has permitted governments to require of us as a ministry.
So glory of God, atmosphere of grace, local church priority, a love and respect for missionaries, innovation for vision fulfillment, partnership with a larger body, and stewardship before God and men. That kind of plays out the framework for who we are as a ministry. That also kind of lays out a couple terms that we tend to use around the ministry. You know, you've used the phrase missionary God. I think some of our listeners have probably heard that, so I'll ask you to explain that, but, you know, even go maybe return back to the idea of what a facilitator is. And another one that people may have a hard time understanding is the concept that we use the phrase home church, not sending church, not sponsoring church, or these things. And that's nothing wrong with those other ideas, but we kind of hone in on having home churches.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the reason we call the God of the Bible the missionary God is because from the garden, when Adam and Eve rejected and rebelled against Him, He sought them out. The God of the Bible seeks to save that which is lost. He takes the initiative. He's on a mission to restore rebellious mankind to Himself, and He does everything that's necessary for that relationship to be restored. So He is the missionary God. And the vehicle he's chosen to do that is the local church. Now, so that's why, again, we use the name facilitators, because you know, we want to come alongside the local church to do the thing that God's called them to do, to be his vehicle to reach the nations. Now, what does make us unique also is the idea that we use the terminology of a missionary's home church. And the reason we use that rather than supporting church or sending church or sponsoring church is because every healthy Christian is a part of a local church. It's the family that God wants each of those who know him to be a part of here on earth. And so when a person grows up in a local church and they're taught God's word and they worship corporately with their brothers and sisters in that church, and they discover their gifts and they refine their gifts and they're held accountable to grow in their walk with the Lord, when all these dynamics are taking place, that church in a sense becomes like their family. It's their home. And then when God calls one of those people in a local church to go to the field, that church that sends them, it's like a family that lives in a home, or that is a home, sending one of their own. And so that that phrase, home church, kind of expresses the idea that a missionary going to the field is an extension of a real live family and the home that that person is sent out from. And therefore, as they go, they're loved and they're cared for as if they're actually a family member.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Jeff. I'm not sure we've exhausted the why, you know, we do all the things we do, but we certainly have a foundation, and it allows us to kind of move on to the next part, and that is the how. That is how do we actually do all these things? How does this actually play out in real life? So, Jeff, you want to explain a little bit of that to us?
Well, the way we actually flesh out the vision that God's given us and the reason for our existence is we do it basically with two arms. One arm of the ministry is what we call facilitative coaching. And that's really where you and I fit in, Ed, in the facilitative coaching realm. And the idea behind that is this, and it kind of goes back to something I said earlier, and that is that the local church has the primary responsibility to send and care for their own. And so as a ministry, we don't want to do anything as a ministry that the local church can and should be doing. So what we want to do is we want to come alongside the members of a local church and in a facilitative coaching way, help them to understand the stresses missionaries are under, how to take care of them, and so forth, so that basically we're coaching them and facilitating them to do what God's called them to do. So that's the one arm of the ministry. The second arm is the administrative realm. And this is the realm where we talked about earlier, stewardship with God and men. It has to do with you know, keeping the missionaries that we serve right with the IRS and employee status. It has to do with receiving and receiving those that want to give financially and participate in their ministry financially. And so we handle all of the financial aspect having to do with missionaries going to serve in the mission field. And we do that with excellence. So there's facilitative coaching, and then there's administration. All of this done in a way to bring God glory and to, in a sense, leave the local church, the home church of the missionary, in the driver's seat of what God's doing around the world through them and their missionaries.
And that's why we can say we facilitate for the home church to send well. They can send their own and care for their own well. And that's why we exist. So, and that's how we do it. So let's move on to our conclusion here, Jeff. You know, I'm glad we've built this base, and I'm looking forward to some upcoming podcasts. And, you know, we're working on a few things. One is a series of future episodes based on helping missionaries develop plans of communication and financial support. That's a constant question we receive here at the ministry, and we hope to kind of facilitative coach a few via podcasting. And then we're working on a series on how smaller churches can be used in a significant way among the nations to bring God's glory to those people that are still waiting to hear. And you know, we've experienced that a disproportionate amount of the missionary effort is actually from the smaller churches, and so we don't want those small churches to be discouraged. And then we have a scheduled podcast with our security expert here on staff with us at Shepherd Staff, and he's going to talk about home churches developing a crisis management team and developing contingency plans to help their missionaries in those times, not so much if, but the when those crises come on up. So, Jeff, would you have any closing remarks?
Well, Ed, yeah, first of all, you know, it's a blessing to be able to do this. And I think in closing, I just want to share my heart. Ed feels the same way. Every day we get up and we count it a privilege to participate in any way in what God's doing around the world. And especially, we take seriously the idea of the church being the bride of Jesus. And so every local church is, we want to treat that local church like a bride, and we want to give God the glory he's due and honor local churches as they send their own to the field. And we want to never take that for granted. And in all that we do, we want to make sure that the goodness and awesomeness of our God is unveiled by all that we do and say.
Wow. Well said, Jeff. I appreciate that. So if you'd like to learn more before the next podcast, you can look us up online, sfmfi.org, and our emails and phone numbers and such are there. And so please feel free to contact us. In the meantime, we look forward to speaking with you next time.